From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Egypt's government-owned television says the country's president, Hosni Mubarak, has left Cairo for the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh amid signs that the transfer of power he promised last night is underway. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has more from Cairo on reaction to the word that Mubarak may have departed the city.
It's really not clear at this point in time what the significance of that might be. It certainly does not appear to placate the protesters. Mubarak has spent a great deal of time in Sharm, in fact, the majority of his time in Sharm, and it's still Egypt. As the protesters point out, he still has not stepped down from power, which is their main demand.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. A huge crowd of protesters is jamming the city's main square again today. They're expressing anger over Mubarak's refusal to step down and over statements by the country's military leaders supporting his decision to remain in office while transferring most of his powers to the country's vice president. People in much of the eastern half of the nation have awakened to bitterly cold temperatures today. People in Tulsa, Oklahoma, are still struggling to rebound from the latest snowstorm to hit that city, which is having its snowiest winter on record. Paul Strizek at Tulsa Public Works told KTUL-TV his crews have been dealing with a lot of water main breaks.
It's one of the most difficult tasks that we have here at the city, dealing with the extreme temperatures.
Forecasters say temperatures are on the rise in the upper plain states, and a warm-up is on the way this weekend for most of the states east of the Rockies. The Treasury Department is proposing a plan for winding down the government's involvement in mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. NPR's Tamara Keith reports three options have been proposed.
A senior administration official describes the Fannie and Freddie model of mortgage finance as dead. Since being taken into conservatorship, the once private mortgage finance firms have cost taxpayers $130 billion. What replaces them will ultimately be decided by Congress. The administration's first proposed option would largely get the government out of the mortgage business. The second would create a government backstop for the mortgage market only in cases of crisis. And the third would have the government insuring mortgages, though in a limited way. To avoid shock to the housing market, officials say the transition will have to be gradual, since the government is currently behind 90% of new mortgages. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's trade deficit has widened, increasing nearly 6% in December to more than $40 billion. For all of last year, the trade deficit surged nearly 33%. That is the biggest annual gain in a decade. Many economists believe the trade deficit will widen even further this year. On Wall Street, stocks are holding on to modest gains so far in trading today. The Dow Industrials are up 21 points at 12,251. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 5. This is NPR News from Washington. Police in Pakistan say their investigation into the fatal shootings of two Pakistani citizens last month has concluded that the American charged in those killings, Raymond Davis, did not act in self-defense. The State Department insists that Davis was trying to protect himself when the Pakistanis were trying to rob him. U.S. officials insist that Davis has diplomatic immunity from any charges and should not be held, but a Pakistani court has ordered his detention extended by 14 days. One of China's most high-profile activists and his wife have been beaten for releasing a video describing their life under house arrest. NPR's Louisa Lim reports the blind lawyer says he's being forbidden from using a phone or leaving his house.
I have come out of a small jail and walked into a bigger jail, says Chen Guangcheng in the video. He's describing the round-the-clock monitoring of his family. In retaliation for releasing this video, the lawyer and his wife were beaten by police and state security officials, according to the group China Human Rights Defenders. It says both were so badly injured they were unable to get out of bed. These claims could not be independently verified. In the video, Chen accuses security officials of thuggish behavior, saying he fears they're trying to provoke him. Chen was released last September after 4 years in prison on trumped-up charges. He'd angered local officials by exposing forced abortions in rural China. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Egypt's Vice President Omar Suleiman has just announced that Egypt's embattled President Hosni Mubarak will step down. This is against what Mubarak was saying last evening in his statement to the nation, but Suleiman says Mubarak has agreed to cede power. He is now in the resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.